Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Good morning.
Doing good?
Really good. Yeah. Always good.
Good.
It is.
We're recording this at about, what, roughly 20 to 10.
Yeah, 9:36. You could have just said that. So, interesting, guys. And this is a big shout out to all of our podcast listeners. We have like a list on the back end of our podcast of all of the places that listen to our show. And I just wanted to run through some and give a little shout out to some of the places
that are listening
to us. So I'm just pulling it up now. It's so fascinating. Our little show in Newcastle, people all over the world listening. It's so good, isn't it?
It is. So where's the top spot? Is it loading?
So, interesting. The number one city to listen to us, Sydney.
Really?
G'day, Sydney.
Hello, Sydney.
Isn't that fascinating? I think maybe that's people from Newcastle listening from the on the way home to Newcastle that work in Sydney, maybe.
I thought it's just where your IPL address sort of picks up. Yeah. I'm so tech.
Steve Jobs over here.
Fascinating number two, Dallas, Texas.
Hello, Dallas.
G'day,
Texas.
Dallas.
Wow. And Newcastle number three. That's not right. It can't be right. Other places...
They can listen live, I guess.
Well, that's true. Well, other places that feature in the list, Wollongong, Lutiana.
Oh, Wollongong. I reckon that's got to be one of my mates.
Cairo. That's really cool.
In Egypt.
We're big in Egypt. Now, we just saw on TV in Egypt... They've got the graduation ceremony for new police officers.
Oh, the naked men.
All the men with their shirts off.
Muscle men.
They could move the stones for building a pyramid.
Weird parade for your graduation. Imagine if you graduated from uni here and they said, right, Crevo, off with your shirt. Yeah. You're just wearing some tight jeans so you can have a pronounced bulge. And they lather you, hold on a second.
Okay.
They lather you up with baby oil.
Yeah.
And they make you pose on a float.
Like I'm in Mr. Universe.
Yep. And then you get driven around the sporting field like you're in the Colosseum.
It's in a bit
Rome.
Of a weird situation.
Very bizarre. Very bizarre.
It is weird, isn't
but
it?
But I like it. Oh, just for the purpose.
Yeah.
But still. Like,
what a festival.
What are you going to Egypt for? Pyramids? Tutankhamen?
And their police graduation.
Police graduation next month.
Would either of you enter the pyramids?
Yeah, of course.
No, they're meant to be cursed.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm not. Really?
Nah,
you
bad
guys
luck.
Are so scared of spirits and stuff.
You're not to go into the sacred tombs?
Whatever. I'd go kiss the coffin.
Kiss Tutankhamen.
Yeah, on the lips.
Be careful.
Of what?
They say you just got to be careful what you wish
Wasn't
for.
Wasn't there a gay pharaoh?
I'm sure there has been over
there
time.
There would have been.
Heaps of pageantry.
To be honest with you, back in the day.
Heaps of jewellery on men.
No. What year was that we're talking back in then? Like, what, 1000 BC?
Yeah, or something like that.
They were all banging. Men, women. No, they were. Like, it was a big orgy fest back in 100 BC. No, it was.
100 BC,
1000 BC. All back then. Even, like, you know, the Greeks with the Colosseum and stuff. You know, it was all loosey-goosey back then. Anything went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Historian Jade.
What do you think the baths were all about?
Just having a bath.
Hey, no, they weren't. They were doing a bit more.
Shout out to everybody listening in Cairo that just got their little Egypt chat. I'm sure you love that.
Yeah.
We could be wrong. We're not historians.
Well, you just claim to be. Well, back then.
Oh, well.
Everyone was banging.
Yeah, they were, but that's true. That's a fact.
How do you know,
What's
Jade?
What's changed?
Oh, not much. It's just that I don't know, somewhere along the lines of between the Bible, right and wrong, and morals, and this and that, and rules got put into place. Too many rules ruins the fun for everyone. Where are the keys?
What?
Hold on a second.
This is a whole new Jade.
Cleopatra in the bowl. what was that guy she was banging? She did both.
Thanks for taking my gag, Jade.
Yeah. Forgot his name. Anthony. Anthony.
Welcome to our dinner party.
Yeah. And then Anthony sneaks off with the other guy. It was a thing.
You need an actual bowl to make the good sound.
I know. It's very disappointing. We need a bowl in here. Hey, that's my pencil case. What are you doing? Not my trophy.
Hang on.
Oh, my sparkler. Here we go.
That's a better sound effect.
We're nuts.
We are nuts. Anyway, there you go. A shout out to everyone listening to the show. We appreciate thank it. You. Can you do us a favor, though, please?
Please.
Two things, because we do want to hear from you. Can you please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts if you are listening? It really does mean a lot to us. Second of all, if you want to just keep up with our shenanigans, follow us on Instagram at Jade Matty Crevo. Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Only because I'd like a pen pal in Egypt or Dallas or another country.
If you're listening through overseas, Instagram, send us a DM on Instagram.
So it's Jade Matty Crevo.
K-R-I-V-O.
You can just look at the spelling on the podcast you're listening to.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that'll, you know.
That's true.
Nice to communicating with people from a different country. That's what I do miss about working with Emirates, multiculturals.
All the multiculturals.
Enjoy the podcast.
See ya. Time's up.
Hold on. All right, you got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Matty and Crevo.
Jade, Matty and Crevo, the Nobos.
Oh, good morning. How are we, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. Really
Tuesday.
Good.
Raining last night. I got a surprise.
Bit of a shower.
This morning, yeah. Had a lazy day yesterday. I slept so much. What did you guys do?
I had a lazy day too. I haven't had one in so long where I just like came home, did a couple of things.
I did mop
the floor, which is a win.
Good.
Did the washing. So I wasn't completely lazy, but then I just parked on the couch and then I stayed there from about 1:30 all the way through till about 9 o'clock at night.
And
I just watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
What is that, a period drama?
Yeah, 1950s.
Yeah, I thought so.
Great, great show.
Over in England?
America, actually.
Oh. Interesting. Jade and I drove in this morning. Mm. You've clearly been to Sydney. You've got a full haul in the back of your van.
Yeah, did some business stuff yesterday.
Sydney? Yeah, you can tell too because you're freshly shaven.
Feeling fresh.
Got to impress the garage sale people.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, money's got to be made. It's not going to make it.
You look so much younger when you've shaven, Crevo.
Yeah,
like,
baby
it takes
face.
5 years off you.
Really?
Yeah.
100%. In a good way or in a, like, you look better with the beard
you
way?
Know that, you know
you
that
can pull either off. But
you know that filter that's going around where it gives you the baby face? It's kind of like that.
That's the creepiest.
Isn't it weird?
Creepiest app. And I hate it when I have a couple of girlfriends who do it with their baby. So, you know the face switches where, it's just something wrong with seeing a six-month-old baby with an old person's face.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, feel his skin. It looks very nice.
Oh,
thank you. Just brush his
cheek. No, you always make me brush his cheek.
I know.
Yeah. Every time I shave. It's almost as if you want to brush my cheek.
I don't want to touch his face.
Okay.
That's
up to you, man.
Can I?
If you want.
He's just dying to. Here he goes. He's reaching over.
Oh, that was a very tender touch.
Very
Matty.
Soft. Was it?
Matty actually is very gentle.
How'd that make you feel?
Just normal.
I have to admit, so on Saturday, right, I had to give Matty a lift. And he said goodbye to me and he kissed my cheek in the car.
Yeah.
And it was very tender.
Don't tell people that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, they already
think you two are a couple.
I know. But I was like, oh, that's really sweet, Matty.
Oh,
got
thanks.
Some moves.
Very gentle.
Who would have known? But there's a man, actually, who made some rather filthy...
He's got the moves.
Well, filthy moves, but he made some moves in the aircraft, in a plane recently on a trip
over in the States. Thank goodness this didn't happen here in Australia. But it's a really interesting story that a woman had a bit of a shock when she woke up during the flight.
Oh.
Which I'm going to tell you about in a second.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Got a story from a plane involving a priest right now.
Yeah, this is a very awkward story. Most of the time, when you do choose your seats on a plane, people always want the back because it's generally quieter, less people, you can stretch out and get the good seats.
I agree with that. I always tend to go for the back.
If it's available.
The only risky thing, though, is if you're too far to the back, the bathrooms are there and it can get very loud and noisy near the galley. And in particular, incidences like this can happen.
It starts to get warm on this side of me.
Hang on, Jade. Hang on. We need to set this up.
All right.
So there's a lady on a plane and something happens to her on the plane, right? A man starts to...
Well, she wakes up and feels this, right?
Okay, so there's this woman on the plane and a priest walks past and gets a little bit confused thinking that he's already made it to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Now let's play. Hang on.
It starts to get warm on this side of me.
In that sleepy haze right at eye level, something unexpected.
I jump up. And I seen his private area out, so I screamed, and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me.
Her scream getting the attention of an off-duty officer on board.
In the midst of me doing all that, I looked, it was like a puddle of pee in the seat.
Alicia says the officer rushed over, restraining the man, who turned out to be a well-known pastor from North Carolina. Sources tell us the pastor had an apparent bad reaction to a sleep aid.
He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there.
Just like you were a bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow, how embarrassing.
I mean...
How terrible, how
I'm
shocking.
Sorry, a sleep aid doesn't make you get your penis out.
And pee on a person.
Not unless, like, the cabin's dark. I can understand...
No,
depending how old he is. Like, if he's an old guy who they wake up during the night a lot, they have to go to the bathroom, the cabin's dark. If you've taken something, maybe you've had a couple of drinks on the flight, you're affected by medication and alcohol as it is abnormally anyway because of the altitude. So it's very easy to get disorientated.
Yeah, but with an aeroplane toilet, it's a very specific thing. You've got to open a door. You've got to feel like you're in a tiny shoebox.
Yeah, but if you're not with it...
And point Percy at the porcelain. Like, it's not... It's different.
I'm not saying what he did was right, but I can understand how it could have happened.
The poor thing. I don't care what anybody says. He knew where the toilet was.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced by that just for fun.
Okay, think about...
People are messed up.
Think about the most intoxicated you've ever been, like, in your life, right?
Yeah.
Now, were you still able to control yourself?
Yeah, but I'm a young, functional human being. Like, I'm in my mid-20s. Yeah.
In my prime.
It continues.
Alicia sat in those wet clothes for hours before landing at Detroit Metro, where the pastor was taken into custody. He hasn't been charged yet. The FBI handles incidents in the air. They'll make a decision on charges. Meanwhile, Alicia is filled with anxiety.
I left work yesterday because I couldn't stay. But I had to tell him why I needed to leave. Because...
Oh, come on.
It was a lot. Like, my anxiety was really bad. I literally, since then, I probably got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
She's cashing in. She's suing the airline. That's what she's doing.
Oh, well, good on her. Like, she had to sit in that for hours. In wet clothes.
Like, I'd surely they could have got her some, like, pajamas from first class or something.
I can't do a full shift at work because I got peed on. Like, it was an accident, love.
You know... We shouldn't have done this. Too disgusting.
Yeah, well, anyway.
As you're pulling out your muesli. Thanks, Jade.
It's done. What's done is done.
Anyway, Lads versus Lasses coming up next. We have a $50 pet quarters voucher up for grabs today. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. Looking at the leaderboard now. Lads winning yet again on 23 gold stars. The Lasses on 21. We need one guy. One girl to play.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Yep, it's time for the lads to take on the lasses. We are currently leading on the gold star leaderboard, Crevo, 23 gold stars to 21. If you want to play, we need a lad still, 13-10-09 on offer, a $50 pet quarters voucher, guys.
Lads.
Come on, ladies, we can do it. Right now, though, we're going to Bernadette, who wants to meet Justin Timberlake, loves a fruit tingle cocktail, and if she had one, a Super Bowl power strength. Super strength.
If she had one superpower, it would be super strength. Hello, Bernadette.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Couldn't read this morning. I'll just put it out there. How's your morning been?
Good. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, cool. What do you do?
I'm a disability support worker.
Oh, wow. You're starting work early.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, geez. All right. Well, let's hope we can kick off your day in a good way.
We've got a pet quarters voucher up for grabs. Do you have a pet, Bernadette?
Yes, I have a bird and a dog.
A bird and a dog.
Do they get on?
But yeah, they don't seem to phase each other.
So that's good.
That's nice.
All right. Well, let's kick it off, Bernadette, with your first question. In fishing, what is a lead used for?
A lead.
Is that to weigh it down?
Yeah, fishing weights. Yeah,
of course it is. Correct. One point on the board.
Okay, question two. What are recovery tracks used for?
When you get stuck in the sand.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Two for two.
And question number three. Why would you put a chainsaw bar on upside down? Why would you put a chainsaw bar on upside down?
No idea.
Because they don't wear evenly. No lads of cord, so the lasses have taken it out today. There you go, Bernadette.
Good job. Default.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, doll. Appreciate it. Have a great day at work.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and
Crevo.
The Novos.
So, I mentioned to you guys that yesterday I just had the full day on the couch, right?
Yeah, lazy girl.
But the best thing last night, I was on the couch and I was watching my show, and then Myrtle, one of my chihuahuas, she tuned in to the TV. Because the TV's so big, she thought it was a real person in our living room. Out of nowhere, I hear this. And I was like, Murdy. And she's turned around and looked at me. And then she quickly spins back to the TV.
Oh, she's such a pleasant little pup,
and
isn't she?
She thought that because the TV's so big, that the people in our living room, she was like ready to pounce on them if they came any closer to me. It was very cute.
So she's confused by the
TV, the little darling.
I love how you're finding ways to continually brag that you've got a big TV, Jade.
I'm excited. I'm not bragging. I'm so excited. I've never had one before. Okay?
It's very cute.
Let me just be excited for a week.
Okay.
Just let her have it. Let her have it. Guys, over the weekend went to the farm to help with some firewood collection, right? Getting ready for next winter. And it was at a neighbouring property.
Yeah.
Like they pulled down this old fence, this old rickety fence, and were cutting it up and taking the bits away to use as firewood.
Did you have to pay them for that?
No, they just want it off their property. Right, it's
convenient.
Always finding a deal, listen.
Yeah,
it runs in the family, probably. I guess my dad found this one. Anyway, so we're cutting up the wood, and I sort of felt something underneath my shoe, and you know when you can, like, there's a thickness to it. You go, oh, what's that? And I looked down, and a huge fencing spike had shoved right up through the side of my shoe and then out the other side.
No.
Just missing by my foot by millimetres.
How long was it?
It would have been about 10 centimetres long.
Ooh.
And the thickness of just a very thick nail.
Wow.
So that could have been a very different day if that had gone right through my foot.
It makes me sick.
It would have 1 centimeter difference, and it would have been in hospital, operation, everything, because this thing would have gone straight through my foot.
Did you keep it?
No, I didn't keep it.
I was just curious.
It's not a rare gem or a gold
thing. It was a railway spike, though.
No, it was like a fencing one. They're thinner. It's thin thing, but it would have gone straight through my foot. Very painful could have been. So, 13-10-09, what went through your foot?
Oh.
And how did it happen? Because it's a very memorable place to get injuries.
I can empathise with this. I had a cricket stump go through my foot when I was a kid. I was trying to put the cricket stump into the ground, not the correct way, which is when you put it on the ground and tap it in with the bat. I was just trying to knock the cricket stump, like stab it into the ground, and I went through my foot. And it was a metal tip one too, so it did a good job. Thankfully, the doctor who fixed my foot, his name was Dr. Goodfoot. So, how about that?
Well, there's a story that's made for radio.
That is amazing.
That just sent a literal shiver up my spine.
I've still got the scar on my foot. So
can we see it?
I think I've still got the scar on
my foot. Yeah. Take your shoes
off. I'll have a look.
In a minute. All right, 13-10-09. What went through your foot?
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
I went to the farm on the weekend and we're doing cutting up fence posts to use as firewood, chainsaws and stuff, heaps of fun. And I stepped on this thing. I thought, what's under my foot? A huge fencing spike had gone through the side of my shoe, narrowly missing the foot. Could have been a totally different weekend with me in hospital if that thing was just a centimetre to the left.
And then that would have ruined the
everything.
Just everything, but it would have ruined the joy of getting free firewood.
Yeah, absolutely. There would be nothing good about that day. So what went through your foot, 13-10-09?
Let's start with Deb this morning. Hey, Deb, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Did you just wake up, Deb?
No.
Very good. I love your husky voice. Very husky. Hey, what went through your foot, Deb?
Well, I'm a bit of a keen gardener, and I had a mattock out digging a stump in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And got a bit probably carried away and really intended on getting it out and kind of miscued just a little bit. And went through the side of my tendon on my ankle.
Oh, damn.
Right next to the bone.
Oh, damn. Unlucky.
A thong full of blood, and the tendon shrunk up my leg almost to my knee.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Deb, that's awful.
Very crappy.
Deb, wow. Did you take any pain medication for that?
Surgery.
Surgery.
You've bounced back though, Deb.
Thanks, Deb.
Good.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah. Dominic, how are you? Hello?
Dominic.
Hey, Dominic, how are you?
What went through your foot?
Well, mine was a drunken mishap evening, so I stayed in a crappy little Hotel Ibis in St. Peter's, and me and my friend, we had a few too many pink champagnes and vodka. And
everyone's
had one of those.
A passion pop.
So between the end of the bed and the wall was only like a half a suitcase, and the shower was up on some weird stairs, so you had to go down these stairs and then into the rest of the room. So pitch dark, I thought, okay, do what I gotta do, come back over. Didn't want to waken my friends, so I tried to sneak around her side of the bed because I was on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, she left her lovely big black stiletto boots pointing up.
Oh.
And my two left end toes went straight onto the stiletto. And I know people are eating breakfast, but it looked like, a scene out of Carrie. It was just all the walls.
So your big toe essentially went through the heel of the stiletto.
My pinky and the one next to it.
The two little toes.
So yeah. Nelly gone toes. And because I was drunk, I think the doctor told me the next day because I just carried on, you know. And my friend's trying to find
what a trooper.
And I looked like this big old bandage thing the next day. Went shopping and everything in Newtown because it's shopping. It's Newtown. And got home to John Hunter that next night, and the doctor said, I don't know how you didn't sever it. The scar's so, like, deep that you're, like, half an inch off a main nerve and an artery.
God. That's
almost lost your toes.
Yeah, and when the pool attendant come into the room, I don't know what he thought must have happened in there because it was, like, a scene out of Jersey Shore. It was just, like, either...
Jersey Shore.
That's amazing. I love
Jersey Shore wire.
But he loved your hippie handbag, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I was like the snooky on the floor just going, help me. And there's head to toe in everything, so yeah.
Oh my God.
I love how Dominique tells that story and she goes
great
big black stiletto next to the bed.
Dominique, you're a medical miracle.
Oh, here you are.
Thanks
one
for your
more. B, what went through your foot?
It was only just these holidays gone. I was opening up my windows and my curtains in my lounge room, and I stood up on the couch, and when I stood back, I actually stood back on the frame holding the high-velocity fan. So 3 centimetres of the frame of the fan went through the bottom of my foot. So, and it wasn't just once, it was twice. So I stood back and I stood on it, and I obviously didn't realise what I was doing. I tried to get back up and I stood back down on it again.
How?
You need to sort your life out. What happened? Did you have to go to hospital?
Well, my eldest child actually ran to her room because she had no idea what to do. My other 3 kids decided to run towards me going, there's blood everywhere.
Oh, babe. How's your foot now?
Well, I spent the whole holidays, immobile. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't put weight on my foot. I went to the hospital, and they told me that I was literally 2 mil from hitting the bone, from, like, actually fracturing the bone.
Oh my God.
These stories are just making me cringe.
Thank you so much, B. I'm
exactly
glad you better.
Can
we stop now?
In retrospect, we kind of opened ourselves up.
Who would have thought foot injuries would be so graphic?
This all started from an almost foot injury. We ended up with big black stilettos going through feet and
everything.
Bones.
Next time, ask, when did you almost have a foot injury?
Yeah, much more boring, to be honest.
No, that were great. Thanks for those calls, ladies.
Those stories.
That was amazing.
What a morning. I love it. 6:49. What's the goss up next? Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning. I've got details on why Sam Smith is still single. And poor Roxy Jacinto. She's being trolled after SAS last night. And she's not happy about it.
How are your feet this morning?
My feet?
Yeah.
They're fine.
Have you had any foot injuries in your lifetime?
Yeah. Actually, when I was a kid, I pulled a TV on my toes and chopped a toe off. It got reattached. I just remembered that. I could have contributed. Well, there we go.
6:50 at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Producer Jackson is here. Now, Jackson, do you find Sam Smith attractive?
He's not my type.
Would you go there?
Absolutely not. But they're a good-looking person.
I like Sam Smith.
Really? He's gotten fit. Hasn't he?
No.
He did get very fit. And everyone was like, oh, he's sick. He's a bit jiggly now.
Who am I to talk?
Single and ready to mingle.
I love how he dresses in his film clips. And I love that he dolls himself up and wears eyeshadow and, you know,
It's a little bit too eccentric for me.
Oh, I like it. Let him be.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I'm letting him be. I want him to find love, but he's having trouble because this keeps happening to him on dating sites.
I'm
still single. I'm on the front line with all the single people. It's been difficult. I joined this dating site called Hinge in the UK.
Okay.
I don't know if you have it there. They chucked me off of it after one night because they thought I was a catfish pretending to be me.
Oh, woe
is me.
Dad, no, that would be tough being super famous and being alone and not being able to find love and then people thinking that you're a sham online.
You know what, though? These celebrities, they're like, oh, I can't find love because I'm so famous. Actually, maybe you're just a dud and you have a terrible personality.
So, Hinge...
That was brutal.
Yeah. So, Hinge is like... a site specifically for people that want to settle down.
Right.
And find long-term relationships.
Okay.
So...
Because surely, and now I'm not sure about this, but you would think that if you were Sam Smith, you could meet someone... Like, I know, because he can't... Normally, like, superstars could meet people backstage in a green room or something. Can't do that at the moment. No concerts. But I think you can... Can you message people on Instagram?
Yeah, you can. but the thing is, you're only getting crazy fans message you that way. And the thing is, you've got trust issues.
Is it
going to
be any different
famous.
On Hinge?
Yeah, it slightly, I think.
Nah.
Yeah, because you're not getting a crazy, crazy fan.
If you're Sam Smith, you're getting crazy fans if you're putting yourself on a public dating website.
Oh, it's just disappointing for him. I hope he finds love.
Yeah, but also too, if you are dating Sam Smith and you know that that's the man that's going to write a depressing song about you when you leave him, you are also crazy.
I think it's flattering if someone wrote a depressing song about me.
Really?
Yeah, like if you accidentally broke their heart. And then they go and they write a ballad and it hits number one.
And when you say accidentally broke their heart, your eyes lit up there, Jane.
No, it's a compliment. They loved you that much to write a song.
Oh, it's not for me. Hey, I don't know if you caught SAS last night, but Roxy just sang go, she left. So she lasted 6 hours into the mission. She's not happy, though, because fans are calling her weak... online, they're trolling her. So this was the moment that she called it quits.
Yeah, I actually can't. My leg's killing me. I can't do it.
You
haven't
any?
Yeah.
You're 100% sure?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why?
It's painful. I don't want to give up. And that's why I came. It's
what comes. So 6 weeks before she took this challenge, she fell off a horse and she did it on Instagram Live.
Oh, I've seen this.
So she actually like broke her hip. So like the injuries have carried into the show. So she's like, I wasn't weak. I wasn't quitting. Stop trolling me. This is how fake I am. I fractured my hip and pelvis when I fell off a horse. The saddle slipped.
And do you know what? I love her for this because she also came out last night and said, this was a business transaction. Why not take the money? I don't care what you think of me.
I wouldn't care what you thought.
My favourite part of the horse, if you have a second today, just YouTube Roxy Jasenko falling off a horse. Just before she falls, she says basically all the gear and no idea and then whoop, on the ground, breaking her pelvis.
The timing is spectacular, very comedically. Good.
Very sad, because what an experience to be a part of.
What, SAS?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she's too worried leaving that experience for a Vaucluse mansion.
Yeah.
I'd rather be.
And let's face it, probably like... $82,000, I reckon. She'd be paid something like that just for the one day.
$82,000, very specific.
Nah, it's just a guess.
Jay, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Time's up.
Hold on. All right,
you got 30 seconds. Ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Okay, hour two. I think what we need, Jade, is one of your NAG champer sticks to cleanse the room of all of the little mistakes and, you know, wrong audio computer problems.
Right.
Let's do it.
I've just lit the incense at the lighter.
Oh, it smells like a combi van. Here we go. At Byron
I know
Bay,
you love it.
I always like to keep a stick of my cleansing incense.
You had that very close to you.
That was so quick.
Oh, I know I've been a cynic in the past, Jade, but could you bring the nag champer in here as well?
Look how they
turn,
Jade.
We need to cleanse the computers. It's
all
been
of
a
them.
Rough sort of
first hour of the
rough show.
Cleanse it with fire, I say.
Hamish, actually, just bring the lighter in.
But the lighter actually, the incense went out. Maybe that's how bad the negativity or the bad juju is in here.
That thing up again.
Oh, how terrible.
That'd be about right.
Love and light, love and light.
That it is.
So there's a petition going around on change.org. There's a skateboarding ban happening at Museum Park in the city. A whole heap of residents that have just moved into those high-rises down there have been complaining to council about the skateboarders. And I think this is horrific. Here we are yet again. Karen's taking over society.
It's all the gudung, 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 isn't it?
They're just having fun.
Exactly right. So I love that this petition is doing the rounds. I'm going to put it on the New FM Facebook page. 13:10:09, though, we're asking you, should the skate park close? Should skating be banned down at Civic Park? I don't think it should be. I think it's a disgrace. It's such a great social space for young people.
There's other places to skate, though, isn't there?
Absolutely, but this, just think about it. How long has it been empty down that end of town? You know, these buildings have been going up. People are moving into the CBD. But I think it's a shared space. People love it. People take their kids down there. It's a really nice little community. But, of course, they're tainting skateboarders all with the same brush and saying that they're all trouble. And I think, you know what? How dare they do this to these kids? You know, that are just down there having a great time.
I used to go to skate parks.
Did
I couldn't skate. Ben used to skate.
What about the whole graffiti situation, Jade? You hate graffiti.
I hate graffiti.
Well, once again, that's just, you know, assuming that all skateboarders are graffiti artists.
Just because someone skateboards doesn't mean they're doing that. If anything, it's radical gangs getting around.
Do you know what? Don't move into the CBD and complain about noise.
About what's already there.
Yeah.
That noise. Like, why complain about that? Move somewhere else. Move to a nice place next to the lake if you want peace and quiet.
You know what? At least the kids are being healthy and they're doing a sport and they're exercising and they're out of trouble.
I'm asking the question of this. Is there anyone out there who thinks that skate park needs to be shut and moved on?
Well, we'd love to have a chat, but 13:10:09, taking your calls next. Should the skating ban at Civic Park continue?
Jade, Maddie and Greco, the Novos.
Should the skateboarders be banned from Museum Park? Yeah, petition going around on change.org. A whole heap of Karens in town are trying to get all the skateboarders out of Museum Park. They're saying that it's ruining the area, it's far too noisy, and they need to find somewhere else to go because apparently, according to the Karens, they're bringing a whole heap of trouble into town.
That's
terrible. It's a disgrace, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's a disgrace. I've just read the petition online, which I've signed. It's a petition to, keep the Museum Park as a shared space, and it was actually apparently designed with skateboarders in mind.
100%.
So it's not an official skate park, but they had that idea, you can go up and down these steps.
Exactly.
And,
keep the space. I think it's good. It gives kids a place to go. Them doing something than just going around doing nothing, loitering.
Drives me insane. Why move into that part of town if you complain about noise? And I think it's so wrong to say that all skateboarders are delinquents. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a break.
All right, so this is the sort of question we're asking. Should they be kicked out or let be?
Okay, let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, mate. Yeah, I'm a skater myself, and I have been there. It's great praise. I don't understand why they're complaining, but...
What interests me, Jim, tell me a bit more about this. So, apparently there's such a really great and rich skate culture here in Newcastle. Now, we're not skaters, so we don't know. Tell us a bit about that. Is it, there are a lot of mateship and camaraderie that goes on in the skate scene here?
Yeah, there is a lot. There's all different types. You got some street, some vert, people go to the park. And that place is, one of the best street spots ever. So, doing jumps off upstairs and all that. That is great.
Where's your favourite place to skate around town, Jim?
Probably around there.
Yeah, right, okay.
And obviously, all of these new buildings have gone up, so a lot of new residents are now living in town. But the thing is, Jim, and you can attest to this, these places were quiet for so long that when, you know, there was no one at that end of town living.
No, exactly.
You know, it was kind of where most skaters gravitated. So I think it needs to stay as is.
Yeah, I reckon so too, because as I said, we do have a lot of rich history. We pretty much was one of the starters in Australia for the skateboarding scene as it is today. And you can go to like Central Coast and it'll be a totally different scene, or Sydney than
Yeah.
It's totally, if you choose to live in the city, like, you hear car horns, traffic noise, you're going to hear pedestrian traffic.
Yeah.
Pedestrian traffic.
No, thanks for your call, Jimmy. Appreciate that, mate.
Absolutely.
It's good to get that perspective, though, because it's just annoying.
If you buy a house next to the airport, you're going to hear an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Like, down in Sydney, Luna Park.
Yep.
All these apartments went up nearby.
They all complained.
They all complained that there was noise at night. Like, what do you expect if you actually bought a house next to a theme park? Have you lost your small mind?
Yeah, it's actually, it's crazy.
How ridiculous.
I love this line from the Change.org petition, and I think I'll leave it here. The narrow-minded view of angry adults, ratepayers, and power-abusing security that skateboarding is countercultural and separate to society needs to be replaced with one that is more inclusive of the diverse sport.
That sums it up really eloquent. Well.
Yeah.
Just quickly, do either of you love sort of like, when you order, whether it's Macca's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, when they bring out a limited edition burger, have you had a favourite throughout the years?
They're always a massive disappointment.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they always used to bring out the double cheeseburger and then they take that off the menu.
I love when they have the Mega Mac at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like what was the four patties.
What one did people lose their mind over? The McRib.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't good, though.
You didn't like it?
No.
Well, there's this one guy who's basically found a bit of a niche in the market for limited edition and discounted burgers, like, at fast food chains. So when he finds out that they're actually going to be coming off the menu, goes out and buys up big, he may freeze the burgers.
This is my kind of business.
I'll tell you more in a second.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And we're talking Taco Bell now.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo.
Yeah, as if 2020 wasn't awful enough, especially for a lot of people living over in the States, because obviously they've had it pretty
way
bad over
worse,
there with
yeah.
COVID. A lot worse than us here. And this one guy, he's just devastated because he found out that Taco Bell, obviously they've been rocked by COVID over there, this fast food chain. So they've gone and axed a good portion of their menu over there. And he found out that the potato soft taco was being taken off the menu, one of his favourites. And he thought to himself, you know what? That's one of the best sellers. All my mates really like eating the potato soft taco. So we went there and he thought he'd buy up, right? And he said he'd reached into the bag on the way home. He was going to pull one out and have a little snack on the way home where he was going to freeze the rest of his others. Then he thought to himself, you know what? I'm going to put this back. I'm going to freeze all of them. And I'm going to sell them and make a profit.
Now, we had this debate on the show the other day about frozen fast food. Firstly, it's a no. Second of all, who's buying a frozen Taco Bell taco?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's genius.
Yep.
Like, because I know that these limited edition foods, people lose their small minds over it and they can't wait to get their hands on it when it comes out. And they're like, oh, remember how good was the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I only bring them out, I think, like maybe once a year, maybe every second year.
Or even less sometimes.
This potato soft taco was a staple of the full menu over there. Oh, got those words out. But the thing is, his plan was to make at least $200 per potato taco.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently he only ended up selling them for $70 a piece. But still, that's
people
pretty good.
Them.
Yep, for 70 bucks.
That's so weird.
That's awesome.
You know
I love that. What an entrepreneurial dude.
See, yeah, you would say that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it more from a consumer point of view, because obviously we found out in the last couple of weeks that Sizzlers, the nail's finally in the coffin. They're all shutting down across Australia.
It's all over Red Rover.
I think
Sizzler.
There was only like maybe four left. There was one in, I think, Campbelltown in Sydney, Caboolture, where I'm from, up at Moorefield. There was one up in Queensland up there. Devastating day. I wish I could go across the Queensland border so I could go for the final family feast at Sizzlers, because the cheesy bread was divine. And I was thinking to myself the other day, I would love to go and freeze their cheesy bread.
You can make all of this at home, by the way. Cheesy bread,
it's
not that hard,
no,
James.
It's not the
Sorry
same.
To inform
it's
you.
It's not the same. But
a lot of people think that it's totally unique.
It is. They have a secret cheesy bread recipe. And I just wish I could go up there, buy up big. I could go to Sydney and do a trip.
Yeah.
Buy as much as I could, somehow freeze it, and like make
sell
the journey
it on
back.
The internet.
No, just I couldn't sell it. I'd
your
be a little
still,
fatty.
Your mum still lives in Queensland. Send her down. Send her $50 and go and get her to
stock
buy hate
some
and
up
put
there.
It in the freezer.
She
at
has
home.
A spare fridge, actually. She could do it for me.
Oh, there
but
we go.
You know
there
what?
You go. That's what
this
Carol
guy
wants
smart.
To.
It's given me the idea that I think it's a good thing.
You should sell it, Jay. I'm telling you, money to be made.
You know what? Sizzler should get on that train. I don't know anyone who doesn't love their cheesy bread.
They How should about me?
The Sizzler cheesy bread. Sell it.
Oh, you food snob.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Grevo.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
You know what? We think we are really good at picking people's ages just by speaking with them on the phone. And, of course, we've made a game of this. It's called What's My Age Again? If you'd like to give us a call right now, 131009, this is where we ask you a series of random questions and try and decipher just how old you are.
Yeah. It's really easy game.
We're pretty good at it.
You're pretty good at it.
Let's check.
You're smashing
it, Crevo. Crevo,
you are on 5 stars. Maddie, you're on 4, and I'm on 3.
No.
I'm terrible.
Everything to play for. 131009, join in.
I might make a comeback today.
You might. You really do need to, Jay. You're really trailing at this game. Excellent.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
What's my age again?
Yeah, so we've got a series of questions here to ask you. Our job is to guess how old you are. The rules are the closest without going over the correct age will get a gold star in our leaderboard. Crevo currently leading us on 5 gold stars. I'm on 4. Jade is on 3.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I'm coming last.
Let's keep this lead going.
All right. We're going
Feel
to
good.
Nicole this morning. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, nice to have you on the show. So, Nicole, I'm going to kick it off with the first question.
Definitely.
What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, the last concert I went to. Elton John at Hope Estate.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Ooh. Oh, it was fabulous.
There's a trick answer.
Oh,
there.
It is, because you could go with a parent or something, couldn't you?
And he's still got that young person.
I could have gone with a grandparent.
Oh, well, that is true, you youngin'.
All right, go for question two,
Question
Maddie.
Number two. Now, Nicole, last time you went to the pub and had a schnitty, did you pick chips and salad with it or mash and veg?
Chips and salad all the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah, that's a young person.
Crevo, your guess. How old is Nicole?
Nicole is 26 years old.
Jade?
27.
I think you are 31 years old, Nicole.
Maddie, you're the closest, mate.
Oh, boom. How old are you?
37.
Oh, boom. Oh, Maddie, yes. 1 point for Maddie.
Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Thanks for playing.
Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt. How are you?
Good, how you going?
Yeah, going good, mate. What's on for the day today?
Just a bit of earthworks.
Bit of earthworks, yeah, love
okay.
it.
All right, machine operator.
Absolutely. All right, question number one for you, Matt. What was your favourite style of music when you were a teenager?
Rock.
Rock music. Rock.
Bit of Akadaka.
Yeah. You're from Newey, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, you mad weapon. All right, question number two for you, Matt. Do you prefer a beach day or a picnic?
A beach day.
Yeah, day down the beach.
Can I ask you one more question?
All right, Jade, treat yourself.
Okay, Matt, last movie you watched, what was it?
Last movie.
Yeah. He doesn't watch movies.
You don't watch movies?
Not a big movie guy.
No, I don't watch many movies.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers
that. This is tricky.
All right, go for it, Jade.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go for 32.
I'm going to go for 39.
I think you are 38.
A bit older than that, but yeah,
30.
I'm 49.
Oh, wow.
I win.
Yeah.
Oh, two.
2 points on the board.
Thanks, Matty.
I knew I liked you, Matt, when I
saw your name. You sound young, Matt.
Thanks, man.
You sound young.
Appreciate that. Wow. Very good. I'm leading yet again. Sorry, guys. Just saying, I'm really good at this game.
Mr. Smug, all of a sudden.
For like 2 seconds, he's been in the lead.
And you know what's funny? Whenever you are losing, you get filthy whenever anyone's happy about it. Yeah, you're like, you're a sore winner.
Bad winner. You're a bad winner. 2 seconds in front. Look at him.
Look at him. How the tables turn.
Thanks, guys. Crevo, yes. Over to you, sir.
So, yesterday was actually my 7-year anniversary with Emmy.
Yes. Oh, you kept that quiet, didn't you?
So we went for a lovely dinner.
You're engaged.
Not engaged. Calm your farm, Jade.
She's pregnant.
Not pregnant either. Interesting night last night, though. I'll get into it next. Dinner was great. And then something involving, let's call it a new electronic toy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Details up next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Here at the show, we are celebrating Crevo and his partner Emmy's 7-year anniversary. Oh, they're such a cute couple, aren't they?
Thank you.
Lovers in the air. 7 years together. Big achievement.
It is a big achievement. So last night, of course, we decided we better go out for a nice dinner.
Date night.
So we went and tried for the first time a restaurant called Scratchley's, which is pretty nice.
Scratchley's.
Where's that?
On the walk.
On the water.
So beautiful.
Opposite Harry's Cafe de Wheels there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we booked in there and went for a lovely meal.
Sorry.
we enjoyed the entrees were great. Lovely fresh oysters and scallops and stuff. And then
the oysters, hey?
Aphrodisiac.
Well, apparently so. Anyway, so we tried those, and then for the mains, I had a nice what was it? Tuna. It was yellowfin tuna.
Oh, yum.
And it was really good. And Emmy had the mussels, which were pretty nice. Could use a little more tomato in the sauce.
How the other half live, Jade?
Yeah.
We've never tried it before. Thought, got to try it once.
Yeah. She loves the love mussel. Oh, sorry, the mussels.
The mussels, exactly right. Anyway, so enjoyed that. Good view and stuff. The service there's great. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, why don't we go for maybe a nice walk along the foreshore, you know, the lights of the city and everything, nice and romantic. And Emmy's like, oh, no, let's just go home. And I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Putting the effort in.
She wanted to get home. I was like, okay, you want to get home. Fair enough. I was wondering, why do you want her to rush home? Oh, maybe you want to rush home. And then we get home and Emmy's like, all right, let's crack this open. And I was like, oh, she had ordered a brand new electric lawnmower and was very excited to use it today. So she wanted to rush home so last night I could help assemble it. That was what the whole rush was about. Are you kidding? She was excited about her new toy. The lawnmower.
7 years together. That really does sum up what happens to a relationship after that long. 7 years, you get excited about opening a new lawnmower.
And assembling it.
So last night, 10:30 at night, I'm there with the drill, like putting the screws in the handle and setting it all up, working it all out.
I'm having no words. What a disappointment, Creevo. No. Here you are, you're splurging on oysters and mussels and yellowfin tuna, and you have to put lawnmower together.
It was a nice night.
What a disappointment.
It was a nice night.
So it ended well.
Well, of course, it was a great night.
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
He assembled the mower.
With the drill.
Yeah.
I'm with Emmy. I think that's a fantastic way to end a night. Assembling a lawnmower, that sounds fantastic.
Come very on, romantic. Guys.
Oh, Hamish.
Yeah, absolutely. With a drill.
Did Emmy at least help you?
Yeah, of course. Well,
I love a good drill.
She's all about the tools.
No, I bet she was.
Oh, good stuff. Oh, well, congratulations, Creevo.
Thank
7 years,
much.
Like I said, big achievement.
Yeah, good job.
Good innings.
Very good innings. You need to marry her now.
Yes!
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
We do love our little team here at the show. Yeah. You know, we're a tight-knit little team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of arguments sometimes, but we all do love each other.
We're a family.
And one person today, he's let this one slip under the radar. I believe, Jade, you've got a present for someone here on the team today.
I do. For Hamish. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Hamish. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Yay! You kept that one from us.
I did.
What's today, 28th?
Yeah. That's
is it a big birthday today?
Not huge. Not huge. One year off the milestone. One.
Thank God for Facebook. Because people like you that don't want the attention, Hamish, you know, we need to lather it on.
I wish there was a mute thing on Facebook.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we all love you, Hamish.
Oh,
yeah.
You. I mean, you're part of our team and everyone gets a birthday celebration here.
You got the John F. Kennedy treatment there.
I did. Oh, hang on a second. Jeez. Steady on. That's ominous.
I'm glad you liked
it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate
that, guys.
But, Creevo, you have done something which has caused a little bit of a scandal around the workplace because you were bragging only yesterday that you should... you're maybe onto a new business venture, I should say. So you like to, you know, do your whole buy, swap and sell. And if you can buy something in bulk and sell it after the sales of the particular item have gone down, you like to profit from it.
He likes to spin a buck, you know. He likes to make a dollar.
What's wrong with making a bit of scratch?
Look, nothing. But when it's something like this in particular, I'll leave this up to your imagination. So basically, Creevo went to buy your dog Molly some, like, tick and flea tablets.
Yeah.
And they can be very expensive. They can be like $120, I think, for only 3 months for a packet, right?
Mm.
Now, it's very rare for the flea and tick tablets to go on sale. Now, and when they go 50% off, that is a bargain because I think that happens once a year in the pet world.
Almost like Christmas.
Yeah, it's very rare. So you went on the weekend and bought Molly some tick and flea stuff and you noticed that it was 50% off. And you had a moment where you've been debating whether you should go back and buy it all so you can sell it full price online.
That was my idea. I just thought, you know what? I'm not full price. I thought if we can get $20 mark up a box, you know, and a case is maybe, you know, 20 boxes.
What a grub of a thing to do, honestly.
$400.
Leave some for the rest of us that own dogs and cats.
It's still a discount.
Oh, Crevo, you can't do that.
You're playing it down now.
It's still a discount.
How many packets were you willing to buy?
I thought if I buy 20, there's a cheeky 400 coming up the Christmas. That's always handy, you know?
It's how the rich stay rich, millionaire Mark.
All right, you communist. Look, move over to Russia then.
That's how he paid for his expensive dinner at Scratchley's last night.
Look, I am keeping
He's selling tick medication online.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You know what? Are you that guy that's buying all of the baby formula as well and sending it over to China for a profit?
Look, you know what? I'm keeping an open mind.
Same thing, Crevo. It's the same thing.
How ridiculous.
So on 13.10.09, do you think it's right or wrong for Crevo to be profiteering from tick medication? Tick it's and flea medication.
If you hate business and your team, Maddie, fine. Go on, you bunch of commies.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, are you team Crevo? Do you think it's okay to make a buck from it? Like,
it's
if
just
you can
making a little scratch on the side.
They
What's
should have
that?
Two packet maximum limits on that
limits.
Medication.
We bought three.
I
guarantee you we're the only show in the entire country, if not the world, doing this right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Right or wrong. Profiteering from tick medication.
We're a unique show.
We are a unique show. But this is the big debate, though, because I can see where you're coming from, Crevo, but at the same time, I definitely understand Maddie's
Imagine
stance on it.
Imagine how you would feel as a dog owner, Jade. You go in to buy the tick medication, you see Crevo walk up to the counter with arms full of tick medication, and there's none left on the shelf.
You know,
you'd
I'd be filthy and I'd be ringing the shame bell.
I'm gonna do it now anyway.
Oh. You guys hate business, do you? Fair enough.
Shame.
Whatever. Whatever.
Right now at New
Get
FM.
What you can.
13.10.09, right or wrong, Crevo profiteering from tick medication next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Right or wrong, Crevo profiteering from tick medicine.
Look, you say profiteering.
Yes.
Which I dispute. Like, that in itself is a loaded word. Just because I want to make a couple of dollars on the side, pay for Christmas or whatever. Like, what's wrong with that? Poor old
me. I don't know. I don't think it's right. So, basically, Crevo went into your pet store on the weekend. You wanted to buy Molly some tick medication. And, basically, you noticed that it was 50% off, which is very rare, getting $120 at 50% off on tick meds for your pet. It's pretty very rare, Maddie. So, basically, you wanted to go back in there and buy up the whole shop and then sell it online for profit. You've got to think about the other people and the other pets out there who need it. You could have killed someone's pet. Because
well, that's a bit extreme.
No, because they couldn't get their pet, their tick medication, got a little tick sucking onto them. They end up at the vet.
They could have come to me and I would have just done it another $20 on top.
Listen, it's COVID times. People don't have as much money as they used to. Crevo, you need to leave some for the rest
All
of Newcastle.
All I wanted to do was get one red lobster per box.
So
$20 note extra per box.
Yeah, this is the big debate. 13.10.09, your team, Maddie and I, you think it's wrong. Or you're with Crevo, you think, nothing
it's
wrong with making a
business.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Hey, Brad, what are your thoughts on this? Are you a pet owner?
Yes, I do have a pet.
Yeah, and do you think Crevo's in the wrong for doing this?
So, if you think about it, you're going to include delivery with this?
Yeah, well, if you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's all right.
Yeah, I'll chuck him in the post. No worries.
Now, Brad, okay,
yeah,
so...
See? So you're actually helping some people out, you know?
No.
Oh, come on,
thanks,
Brad.
A bit of common sense.
Brad, the pet stores offer it.
Brad's a Crevo lover.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah, you're actually helping some people out because they can't drive.
Yeah,
they
there you go.
They might actually be helping them.
See, that's what you've got to be thinking about. Different angles.
What pet do you have, Brad?
Miniature Maltese.
All right. So
you're not complaining as much because the little dogs cost less to buy
but,
the tick medication.
But Brad, you walk into the pet shop.
But when you think about it, when you actually think about it, you are actually helping some people out.
I don't think he is, Brad.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to. I'm helping the common man.
Yeah, but
man.
The stores offer delivery now.
Yeah.
And pickup.
Whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
spreads
can't
a,
drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Some old people can't drive.
They'd love it. It's still a deal.
How much did you pay Brad to call the show Creeper?
I thought he might be a good investment, and it's paying off.
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
You're a legend, Brad. I like you.
Robbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so your team, Maddie and I, your team Creeper on this one.
Oh, I hate you, Creeper.
What's wrong with it? I'm just making a couple of dollars.
Hello, Creeper. I'm bringing up two grandchildren. Yeah. I've lost all my shifts thanks to COVID. I get one shift a week. Christmas is coming up. You have just taken a present off them each because I have to pay full price for mine.
Do you have pets,
yes,
Robbie?
Yes, I do.
How many pets do you have?
We've got a 60-kilo Bull Mastiff Ridgeback.
Oh, so you are spending a lot on tick medication. What's its name, Robbie?
His name's Lewis.
Yeah, I'm still doing a good deal, though.
Poor Lewis.
This is $20. It's still $20 cheaper than normal. That's still a good deal.
If you can't get your medication and something bad happened to Lewis, Robbie, I can always give you Crevo's number and tell you where he lives.
Thank you, Doug, because it was me that wanted Louis. We adopted Lewis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, Creeper, because you'll be digging the hole for him.
Jeez, that's a bit full on. Like, the tick medication's still available. I'm just selling some on the side, that's all.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, shame.
You told him. Do you want me to ring the shame bell for you, Robbie?
Oh, please do. Ring it twice.
What a stitch up. How much did you pay, Robbie?
Nothing. Don't use my gags.
Robbie said twice.
How ridiculous.
Thanks for your call, Robbie. Lewis sounds like a beautiful boy.
50% of people supporting me on the phone. Yeah.
What a difference, though. I hate you, Creevo.
Look, not everyone
can
love you.
You'll be digging the grave.
Not everyone can love you. And you know what? When there's business, when business is involved between friends, sometimes it does hurt friendships.
Jeez, so. You wouldn't want Creevo running Australia. We'd have no friends left with any country.
You got to make a dollar where you can.
Okay. Well, coming up next, guys, of course, last week on the show, we gave NASA the bullet. We're like, nah, NASA.
We fired him.
We fired him from his job as the Novo celebrity guest booker.
Mm-hmm.
He failed to get us a single celebrity. He made some big promises and under-delivered every single time.
Yeah.
So we made the decision, after some feedback from listeners, to ditch him from the show. But he messaged me yesterday.
He does get in your ear, doesn't he?
He messaged me yesterday, and I thought, you know what? This is actually funny.
What's he doing now?
He's got a new project he wants to come on and talk about, and we're going to talk to him next. It's funny.
Okay.
All right, we're going to give him a reprieve. Look,
he was fired for a week from as our booking agent.
Yeah, guest booker. No good. Hopeless.
He's trying to flog something.
He's
a friend of the show, so we'll hear him out. He reckons it's going to make great radio, he says. So right, we'll make our own minds up next.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my thing. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
Now, he was fired as our celebrity guest booker last week on the show because he couldn't get us a celebrity
Not one single one in 4 weeks.
Now, NASA has messaged me, and he is a friend of the show. He's got a new project he wants to flog on the air, so let's hear it. Good morning, NASA.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello.
I'm very excited about this, and I also excited every time we speak. You bring like this joy to my heart.
Butter us up a little bit more, NASA.
Because you know, I mean, it's just a hard. I can't put it to words. But listen, my new project is that I'm launching. Is that I believe, right? That's serious. It'll be launched in the next day or two. That I want to be the first multicultural bachelor. For 2021. I think we need a change. And I am that change.
Now, NASA, you did send me some marketing material through to my Instagram yesterday. And I've got to say, I'll show you guys, NASA has gone the whole hog here. He's photoshopped his head onto a picture of a former bachelor in a suit.
The body looks similar, quite different actually.
Another piece of marketing material, pictures of all the bachelors
in glass
with a big fail stamp on all of their heads across their faces and a picture of you holding a rose.
You know what?
Think you can do it, Nas?
That's right. Now, honestly, don't you think it makes sense? Because I'm asking all Australians to get behind my campaign and to vote for change, because we do need a change, and I believe I'm it. I am that change. We need a multicultural bachelor, and we need an older audience. Did you know, right, statistically, that about 35% of dating sites, right, are young, but the rest of it are between 35 and 55?
I believe that, and you know what, NASA? I can't believe these words are coming out of my mouth. But I support you in this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to get behind this because I actually do think you make great TV, and I think you would be a great bachelor.
Licky, licky, AJ.
Thank you so much. I agree with you. I thank you very much for that. Because honestly, about 70% of
females on these
sites are between 35 and 55.
All right. Now, of course, you feel like your star is rising. We get it. Okay. But tell us, like, as the new bachelor,
yeah,
what do you think, you aside from the age thing, like, we get it, you're a different, yeah, age, what can you really bring as the new bachelor that the others couldn't? Like, you get your rig out and stuff?
No, there'll be no rig, there'll be no shower scenes, me taking showers.
What about a bath?
A bath, maybe sitting in the bath with petals.
You'll
all
do
around
that.
Me.
You'll
the
do
bubbles
that.
Up above the nips. Yeah.
With petals and candles, a few candles to make it a bit more romantic.
Yep.
Maybe a bottle of champagne sitting next to me as well.
Oh, but you're really setting the scene.
You're thinking about the marketing material.
I will bring like straightforward normality to the show. Like,
real talk.
It's honesty.
Yes or no. None of this crying,
okay,
none of this carrying,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. NASA.
We get it. Get it. You're bringing the magic of your season of maths to The Bachelor.
I will say this, NASA. When, yeah, you did our Kiss and Tell cruise earlier this year,
right,
I mean, the women were all over you. Newcastle women seemed to love you. They wanted to touch your chest and give you a little kiss.
Yeah, yeah, but you kissed about five girls, yeah, that night, didn't
did
you?
NASA.
That's so true.
Why is it that none of your relationships work out? Are you a one-woman man?
Because see, I'm young at heart, and people and women at my age have already got 2-3 kids, divorced twice, blah blah. Like I'm young for my age, right? I'm 53, but I don't really look it, to be honest. I don't have the grey hair. I'm not balding. I'm not overweight, and I don't work 24 hours a day, and I have a, you know, all that. So it's sort of a little bit intimidating. I feel a little bit intimidating, and I can actually talk and hold a conversation.
All right, NASA.
A lot of the older men don't.
Well, yeah,
NASA.
Can talk.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We do support you as a friend of the show. What we'd like to do, NASA, right?
Yeah.
Is because Newcastle women love you so much. Yeah. We're going to open the phones up right now. 13 10 09.
Yep.
We want to send you on some dates, maybe, with some women from Newcastle. Maybe you don't have to go on The Bachelor. We'll find you love right here.
That would save a lot of hassle.
We'll hire a mansion for the day. We'll set up some dates, and we'll get like five women, and NASA can go on a date with all of them. Do we think
it's a great idea?
Do you like this idea?
It's our own mini version.
All right, well, 13 10 09, taking your calls. Do you want to go on a date with NASA? We're just putting the feelers out there, NASA. We might not get any calls.
I've got a great name for it too, Catching the Bass with NAS.
Yeah.
Get it? Like, because fish, like, bass is a fish.
All right, well, so far nobody's calling NASA, but we'll see.
We'll see. We go. Also working on the name. It's a work in progress.
I thought it was all right.
It's all right.
You know, plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah. I was going with that thing.
A fishing reference.
Yeah.
NASA, I support you. We'll try and find you a good Newcastle woman, okay?
Let's do that.
We'll move you up here. You can come up on your scooter.
Yep, I'll come up on the Pacific Highway on my little bike.
On the Vespa.
And let's set it up, and hopefully your listeners will come on board and have some fun with it, and I'm looking forward to it.
You guys can share a piccolo latte together.
Yep, thank you, NASA.
Done.
Thank you, NASA.
Goodbye, NASA.
Thank you, sir. If you want to go on a date with NASA, we are serious.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Catch NASA Lass.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay, that's good.
That's better.
I don't know.
I was stuck on the fishing catch.
Yeah, that's okay.
Catch NASA Lass. I like that.
Catch NASA Lass.
That's the idea. Spitballing these ideas.
Right? We've got a call. Producer Jackson, if you have some calls from people wanting to date NASA, can you just pop them on hold? We'll chat to them next.
Yeah, people keep ringing but hanging up. I feel like they're a little bit intimidated. But
no.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah,
actually, like, he's a good catch.
Yeah. Why don't you date him, Jade?
I'm married.
Oh. Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Hey, Jackson, did anybody call for NASA?
No, we didn't have any calls. We had a few hang-ups, but that's about
it. Poor NASA. Nobody wants NASA.
Give him the wrong buzzer.
To go on a date with him.
Give it to him.
Look, still think he'd make a great TV star as a bachelor.
Just for NASA one more time. If you'd like to go on a date with NASA, we're offering you a date with him.
We'll set it up.
We'll pay. 13109, call us now. You've got 10 seconds. In the meantime, 105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson.
Doja Cat, my new fave.
Love it.
Yeah, say so.
I love you.
Oh, who sings this, Jen?
Roxette.
Yeah, let's leave it to them. No, I won't do that. They're on the way as well, also too.
Oh, some Eddie Sheeran.
Yeah, my favourite Ginger Ninja. Go away, girl.
Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9 o'clock. NASA, one more time. Sorry, friends.
Sorry, buddy. Up next, though, guys, I believe it's time for a little intervention amongst the team because I think... Like, due to some behaviours I've noticed, I think we're all spending too much time together.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mini.
I could have told you that.
mini intervention up next.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
So, guys, time for a mini intervention because I think we've been spending too much time together, been up in each other's pockets too much.
Yeah, I attest to that. I think we do spend far too much time together.
Well, I love you guys.
I know that, but it's not against any one of us. I've just noticed, and maybe it's something we need to be careful of, that we've each been adopting each other's behaviours.
Okay.
All right. It's time for me to present the evidence.
Who am I turning into?
Court is in session, all right? Okay. Do you want to start with you?
Yeah, okay. Show order.
The other day, you were sitting here and you said... Crevo, I think I need to buy a van. I was like, you mean like me? And you went, yeah, because I've been noticing on Facebook Marketplace, there's so many free things. Imagine how much stuff I could pick up if I had a van to cart it all around.
This is true.
Do you know what she did say as well?
Yeah.
She goes, it's council pickup time at the moment. I just want to go around and pick up all of the good stuff before anybody else gets to it.
It's spring cleaning. Everyone's just getting rid of their stuff. They just can't be bothered.
That is so true.
And if you go on Marketplace at the moment, it's so free this, free that.
You can't fit much in your little Alpha.
Yeah.
You've also adopted his fancy taste as well. You've been splurging on a lot of things.
Splurging on your lifestyle, and you need a way to pay for that.
That is
true. You're thinking, maybe this is a way.
That is
You're becoming me.
I'm becoming you.
All right, evidence piece number two. We'll move to you now, Maddie.
Okay, here we go.
So yesterday, we're sitting here and you're just scrolling through the internet, you know, on your Facebook page. And you look over to us and you say, very sincerely, guys, I'm thinking about joining a book club. And we're like, what? You mean a mini hobby style club that you'll only be into for a few months exactly like Jade? What's next? Knitting? Card making? What's going on, Maddie? A book club.
A book club, Maddie.
That's the least Maddie thing I've ever heard.
Look, for a second there.
A cocktails at the beach club. You know, a beach
club. You're turning into me.
No, definitely.
Yes, you are.
You are. And
you're
also,
in your 30s.
You're thinking about buying a chihuahua, which is weird.
What?
Oh, I just made that bit up just for extra evidence. Imagine that. Maddie with a little chihuahua under his arms everywhere.
No, never. Look, the book club, you are right. That's a very Jade thing to do. Will I be doing it? Absolutely not.
You've decided to cancel that.
Sorry.
I was going to say, can I come?
Club. No, guys. What are you bringing to the book club, Jade? Harry Potter.
Yeah.
We're doing Harry Potter again, seven weeks in a row.
Right, guys, so what do we like about page 39, chapter 4?
That and the very hungry caterpillar.
Oh, we're doing Horcrux chat, are we? And then I noticed something about myself. Self-aware. Yesterday, we did a segment on long body parts, right?
Yeah.
And I went out to the car and brought in a tape measure so we could measure each other's legs just for a bit of a laugh. After the show, I then grabbed that same tape measure from the other side of the room, slowly extended it out, and then touched it on Jade's arm.
It wasn't just a touch. You were poking me.
Yeah, knocking things off her little desk here.
Yeah.
So, like the pens with the tape measure.
As I was doing it, you were like, that's a very Maddie thing to do.
Aww.
And it's so true. Maddie's always like grabbing the permanent marker and like drawing lines on people and like knocking things off with different stuff. It's very you behavior. And I was like,
it's true.
Oh my God.
We're all morphing into each other.
What's going on?
That's scary. I guess this is what happens though when you get to this point.
When you spend this long together in this tiny little room, all doing the same stuff every day.
I do sometimes pick up sayings like good, good.
Yeah,
that's a Maddie thing.
A Maddie
and I said just earlier, oh, what a punish.
Another Maddie saying.
I pick up a Maddie saying.
Yeah.
But then I think last night or the night before, I was talking to Ben in the kitchen and I used one of your big words, Creevo. I think I said relatively.
And you
relatively
even,
speaking.
That's a big word.
For me, yourself.
It's not my normal. Yeah, I was
Did he look over at you like, who are you spending time with?
No, well, I did a double look at myself. I was thinking, well, who am I? Oh, Creevo.
That's right. You have that van next week, too.
Yeah.
Oh, love you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, last call's up next. 13-10-09. Anything you want to talk about? Maybe you do want to date NASA. Call us up. Maybe you don't want to date NASA. Tell us why. Maybe you find him really annoying and you want him off the show permanently. Give us a call. Tell us about it.
If you want to talk about Christmas and how it's only 9 weeks away.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, and Year 12 exams today, guys.
Yeah.
HSC.
Huge day.
You want to wish some people some luck. Yeah. Taking your calls after this. 13-10-09.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
All right, guys, how's your day looking today? What's on?
What is on? I'm going to the gym a little bit later. I'm going to do some studying.
Working hard.
And clean. I've got to clean. I'm starting to prep the house for Halloween. So on the weekend, I was making my Halloween props. I've been making like jars that look like it's got blood in them and different things.
What is it? 12, 13 days to go?
They're not wrong. Time. Well, this weekend, we're going to have to do most of the setup, Ben and I. So we're going to put up a lot of the decorations a week out, just so we're not rushing next Saturday.
Excellent. The following Saturday.
Mowing the lawn today, Creevo, with your new electric lawnmower.
I'll let Emmy try it out first.
She really... I don't have to do the yard work. You go out, Emmy. You do it.
No, she loves using that sort of gear.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like power tools and stuff like that. She always wants to learn how to use it.
I do love mowing the lawn. I don't know why.
It's rewarding.
But, yeah, it's cool.
Because it looks so good after.
I let Ben do it now. I used to do it, but now it's Ben's thing. Since we moved into the house, he mows the lawns, I take out the bins. And I have to fill up the water in the fridge. He never does that. It's my little duty. It's funny how, like, you find your little jobs that you do.
What menial tasks.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing, Maddie?
I'm going to go for a little run today, I think. I've been dieting for 2 days, so...
Time to back it up with exercise.
I've got to back it up with exercise.
Yeah. I haven't noticed you really getting the hangries, which is a positive.
Yeah, I think you're over the hump.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Really?
Very good, yeah.
You seem quite good.
Oh, well, did you know.
He's getting a little bit...
Starting to smoke more, though.
No, when he chews gum.
Yeah.
Well, that's been
helping.
You've
been chewing gum, and you have ducked out for a couple little smokers.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, guys, well, enjoy your day.
It's all right. Positive.
Yeah, it's good, man. You're doing good. Yeah.
Just a reminder as well, we have on the show from next week... Big cash money to give away.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's back. I love that the cash is coming back. The boss has opened up his checkbook and said, guys, take the cash, spread it around to your listeners. Yeah. He's like,
stop bothering me.
We're going to sprinkle it.
We'll tell you more details later this week. Up next, though, Jackson is here with 105 commercial free.
Yo. Clean Bennett's fresh one. It's called TikTok with Mabel. semi-sonic and closing time. A little advice, if you are waiting for the bar to close, for the lights to come on, go home. It's embarrassing.
As if you haven't been there, Jackson.
Yeah, when I was like 18, but I've learnt from my mistakes. Really grown as a man and a human being. Kylie Minogue is in there as well.
I love Kylie.
Love her new music. It's good, hey? It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in